Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Scientists with the American space agency NASA believe their New Horizons probe has successfully encountered the most distant object ever to be explored in the solar system. The robotic craft was due to fly past the icy mass of Ultima Thule. The scientists cheered to mark the moment, but it will take several hours for the probe to communicate with home. Planetary scientist Dr. Carly Howard of the Southwest Research Institute in Colorado is waiting for the information to come back from the probe.
It's travelling so fast that our entire encounter is about 3 hours long. The target is very small. Ultima Thule, we think, is somewhere between sort of probably around 20 miles across, but it's very far from Earth. It's about 6.5 billion kilometres. So this is exciting because it's exploring something that we really have never seen before. This is an object like we've never seen. So it's true exploration at its finest. So we're waiting with bated breath for the day to come down.
The North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, has warned that he may change his approach to relations with the United States if it maintains sanctions. Laura Bicker reports.
Sitting in his office, flanked by huge portraits of his father and grandfather, Kim Jong-un made his annual televised address to the North Korean people. But at the end, there was a message for Donald Trump. Mr. Kim said that if Washington continued with its pressure and sanctions on Pyongyang and misjudged his country's patience, then he would have no choice but to seek a new path. This may mean that North Korea is waiting for the US to act in 2019, and unless it does, the current pause on nuclear weapons testing could be over.
The new Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, will be sworn in later today. The far-right politician has promised to immediately relax gun laws. Katie Watson has this report from the capital, Brasilia.
Today marks a new direction for Brazil, but the political path for this country is uncertain. Mr. Bolsonaro campaigned as an outsider, pledging to drain the swamp of corrupt politicians. For those who voted him in, he represents change. People here are fed up with the political establishment, many of whom have been embroiled in corruption scandals in the past few years. While financial markets are hopeful he could help turn around Brazil's troubled economy, many fear his conservative politics and aggressive attitude will only worsen the lives of poorer and more vulnerable Brazilians.
BBC News.